If a mother has inadequate health care coverage, it can have a devastating impact on her children. The Center for Law and Social Policy, along with Georgetown University, just released a report emphasizing this unfortunate link. The report says that depression disproportionately affects low-income mothers and their children. In fact, more than half of poor infants in America have a mother who is experiencing some level of depressive symptoms. When a mother responds to her baby's cues, she triggers connections in the child's brain that are essential to child development. But when a depressed mother can't respond, those connections aren't made, and the child is at risk of falling behind right from the start. More than a third of low-income mothers with young children do not get treatment. It is simply too costly. Expanding Medicaid could be a solution. There are 500,000 mothers in the U.S. who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid coverage, but don't earn enough to purchase their own insurance. Offering Medicaid coverage to more low-income adults would remove barriers to treatment options. It would grant mothers and fathers the ability to get back to work and provide for their families. It would give many parents the strength to read a bedtime story, prepare a healthy meal, or pick up and soothe a crying baby. It would change lives and change outcomes. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WIPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.